Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Are you okay, buddy?
I am. I'm very well, thank you. And I really appreciate you inquiring about my health.
And how was your weekend?
My weekend was splendid.
Good for you.
We had gave my son and daughter-in-law an anniversary present. We took the two kids for the weekend.
Oh, did you?
They had a relaxing, enjoyable time, and I'm frazzled. But
you're ready for a nap.
Right.
You don't take many naps, but you'll take one today when you look like you got some sun, too.
They keep you moving, although they complained, my oldest grandson complained that we moved too fast.
Oh, no kidding. Isn't that a funny thing for a teenager to say to you?
Said at home, they just sit around, don't do anything, but here we get them out and dragging them around, taking them places, doing stuff with them.
Okay.
Hey, that's what's, you know, only go around once.
It's what the market bears, as they say in the teenage world.
How bare is the market, by the way?
The market is completely bare.
Okay.
I'm not sure where we're going here.
Let's not go anywhere with that.
Now we're just being silly.
Right. Well, you always say we start off with frivolity.
Right. Well, actually, one of our listeners first noticed that. In fact, he's irritated by the frivolity. So if he's listening today, let's move on.
All right.
On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our number is 570-743-9565. If you'd like to call us, 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. You can talk about some of the things that are in the news. The debt ceiling is out there. There were a couple of things that popped up over the weekend related to transgender individuals. There's a traveler's advisory issued by the NCAA.
The NCAA. Why would they
NAACP regarding Florida, and so they are concerned about some of the anti-wokeness, which is really we're going to have to come up with a better definition of wokeness. It means completely different things to different people. So if you're going to attribute something, we're going to have to come up with a better definition. But we can talk about that. 70236 is our text number, and you have to include the keyword OTM. Now, you don't have to be signed up for our Text Connect system or anything like that to use it. Just send any text to 70236 and then use the keyword OTM in the space where you put the message that you're sending us, and that'll go to us, and we'll be good to go. We'd love to hear from you in that manner, or emailed at onthemark@wkok.com. No change in the U.S. immigration crisis, although they guess the surge that was expected after the end of Title 42 hasn't happened. What they're speculating, the U.S. Immigration Service, if you can rely on them, is speculating that the surge occurred prior to the expiration and that folks got in before some additional measures taken by the U.S. took effect. But of course, as we know, this issue is still a pretty hot topic. Got individuals who are migrants being bused to various cities around the U.S. so that they would have safe harbor there while they wait their asylum proceedings. So that's probably irritating some people. And New York City's mayor was whining over the weekend that he feels oppressed by all the migrants coming into town. I saw this.
It is a sanctuary city, isn't it?
I just have to. Maybe I didn't print it out. But anyway, he was saying they've received over 70,000 migrants so far this year, and he's all upset because they've got 70,000. Imagine El Paso, where they had over a million for a while.
And yet, he's not calling on the administration to clamp down on the border.
Nope, he wants them to stop busing him to him.
Right, just don't send them. Let them across the border. Let other people deal with them, but don't send them here.
Boy.
We're a sanctuary city full of hypocrites.
We are not, men. This country's going to fall apart because of idiocy, not because of some strange
everybody
takeover
said it would,
or something.
I think it was Ben Franklin or somebody said it would die from within.
Oh, okay. Well,
you have to kill
that's
it from
it.
Within.
So those are some of the things in the news, and
you'd best the biggest one.
Yep.
Senator Tim Scott is announcing his bid for presidency.
You like
today.
Him? You got a crush
like
on him now?
I like him a great deal.
Okay. Well, your last crush crushed the individual who had it. So let's hope you come up with some. What are some of his good policy things?
I've had really bad luck. I mean, I was in favor of Dr. Carson before
you. Oh my gosh! That was in
right.
16.
I liked Dr. I seem to have a thing with doctors. I guess Dr. Oz.
Okay.
And now Tim Scott.
He's not a doctor, as far as I know.
I know he's not a doctor.
Although he probably has an honorary degree.
He has a tremendous backstory. I mean, he grew up in a single-family home. His parents got divorced.
He's black.
Yes, he is. And, of course, that means that the media will immediately begin portraying him as an Uncle Tom because he's a conservative black man. Oh, that can't be. He couldn't possibly have a conservative black man. He must be an idiot.
How is the proper way to portray somebody as an Uncle Tom? I mean, if you're not already
one. If you're on the left, it's a black person who supports conservative values,
okay.
As Tim Scott does.
Right. I don't know. I thought his media treatment is pretty fair. He's certainly getting enough mic time and enough mention that he's running. They have run some clips on CBS News where he's talking about immigration and, you know, common sense conservative things. I wouldn't say that but that's just one. I certainly haven't seen a wide range of media. But, of course,
you hear
things through conservative ears.
He's got a good war chest. He's got a fair amount of money because I think people realize he's the real deal.
Okay.
You know, and over the weekend, President Trump was bad-mouthing other people again. I love it how people who were in his administration, if they ever dare say a bad word about him, I forget the lady's name. I guess she's a CNN contributor now.
The McEnany?
This is somebody else. He called her a backbencher in the Trump administration. She claimed he was deluded and basically said he was frothing at the mouth and, you know, should not be elected president again. Of course, he struck back at that hard.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's typical. It's another typical day with Trump. If anybody says anything against him, why, they're low lives, they're despicable, they're low energy, stupid.
Low energy. That might have done Jeb Bush in. He might be president if it weren't for the low energy
people. Low energy, right. Low energy Jeff.
That one kind of stuck. All right. But you found the cream of the crop in terms of issues of our day.
Yeah, this is an interesting story out in Mississippi. A Mississippi transgender high school student will not attend graduation after a federal judge said on Friday the school district could bar the teen from wearing a dress to walk across the stage and collect her long-awaited diploma. The 17-year-old transgender girl and her parents filed a lawsuit in the Southern District of Mississippi this week against the Harrison County School District after school officials told the girl on May 9th, and that girl should be in quotes, that she could not attend or participate in her high school graduation ceremony while wearing a dress and heeled shoes. Administrators at Harrison Central High School informed the teen less than 2 weeks before the event that there was a dress code policy for the May 20th graduation, which states girls must wear a white dress and dress shoes and that boys must wear a white button-down shirt, black dress pants, black dress shoes, and a tie or bow tie, according to court documents. Administrators said the teen must adhere to the boys' dress code. The lawsuit stated that the school administration refused to back down from implementing the dress code, even though the teen had entered high school as a girl and has lived every aspect of her high school career as a girl. There is no legitimate interest or justification to deny the teen from wearing a dress on the final and perhaps most important event of her high school career, the lawsuit read. Yet the judge has held that they have to adopt or that the school district's policy must be followed.
Are you kind of surprised at this? Most schools are pretty accommodating of individuals who are transgender.
Well, I think the key here is that they allowed
Ziz. Well, that's somebody chooses that. This girl does not do that.
Okay, well, is it a boy or is it a girl? We're going to have that debate again. We've had that a number of times on the show.
No, we don't have to. She lives her life as a girl, and
that's
her prerogative.
That, to me, is the salient point, that if they were going to stop it, they should have stopped it the minute she walked through the door. The fact that they let this person go through their entire high school career dressed as a girl, even though, genealogically, I guess, is a boy or, you know, How can they then deny her the right to walk across the stage and get her degree?
Yeah, it doesn't seem fair to me. And the other thing is that the other aspect of that is that we have seen schools over the years bar people from graduation because boys had long hair or girls had skirts that were too short or heels that were too high. And slowly over time, some of those rules have gone away. We kind of realized that they were maybe a little bit more old-fashioned than we need to be in order to support good academics and athletics in the schools and things like that. So this is a little surprising to hear, but I don't know any details about the federal judge that said that they can uphold the school policy. But I find myself saying, well, School policy. You don't volunteer to go to school per se, but you volunteer to stay in compliance. If not, you can quit school and go elsewhere. And so maybe following the school policy is the right way to go here.
Well, maybe they had no policy about dress during the school year, but apparently they have
at graduation
and do have a policy with respect to graduation, and so they expect that policy to be followed. I think one of the interesting things would be, what is the name on their birth certificate? And has it been changed? Did they apply for a name change, a legal name change, to what they claim to be now? And if they did, and the name change said that was Zelda instead of Zach, then I don't see how they could legitimately turn them down. But it seems to me if you're going to transition, you have to do something more than just dress in the outfit of the person you want to be.
Some kind of a show of transition, not just how you look, but your papers and
I think the name change, the legal name change, would be an example of what you should do because it's easier. You can get your name changed fairly easily, but at least then it shows that you intend to make some further step in regard to what you want to be.
I don't want to diss Mississippi. That's not my purpose
diss
here.
Diss Mississippi. Oh, yes. That rhymes. We're going to diss Mississippi.
And it's spelled D-I-S-S-M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Right.
But anyway, are they behind the times? Is that a factor in this rule?
Well, what are the times?
Well, the times, of course, we accommodate transgender individuals since we know there are people who are transgender. They're allowed to live and thrive and work and
all right, but what obligation do the transgenders have to accommodate us? None?
You mean to live up to our standards and rules and expectations?
Well, if we're supposed to live up to their standards, rules, and expectations, aren't they similarly obligated to us?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm asking you.
I like your point, though. This may have been the first time that the student actually encountered an infraction that's associated with her transition.
Well,
I don't know how you'd handle
it. It seems like an odd place to draw the line to me, considering that they could have drawn it somewhere else. So I'm assuming they haven't had policies. I mean, this is still a fairly new issue. Not everybody has developed a comprehensive policy with respect to how they're going to treat somebody who is born a boy and shows up at school as a girl, or the other way around.
Yeah, and I think, for example, in a gym class or physical education classes, a lot of the classes I had at school, as long as you dressed casually, you could participate them without changing into gym clothes. For example, archery or rifle shooting or bowling, you were just expected to dress appropriately for the activity, but you did not need the full gym shorts. In fact, by the time I was in high school, I don't think we changed for gym at all, and nor did you have to shower if the activity wasn't one that was, ultra vigorous or,
when I went to high school, which was admittedly before you, everybody had to shower after gym class, and in the boys' showers, at least, there were no privacy provisions made at all. There were just a series of shower heads and a big tiled room, and you got your place, and if you couldn't get in right away, you had to stand there and wait till somebody else finished.
I'm going to assume high school showers still look the same.
I would guess not. I would guess not today.
Probably more privacy associated with them.
I would think.
Many stalls. Yeah, you do see that in renovations of other facilities where there's group showers, where there's privacy opportunities there that you can, wear a towel or a robe to the location, and then once you're in the stall or whatever, you close close the door. That's the way it was in the Penn State dorms. You were in a stall with a curtain.
Ben, wouldn't appearance be another concern? Let's say that you have you would certainly have some people in this Mississippi school district who are attending graduation who would be thoroughly offended by seeing a boy come across the stage dressed as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know what his or her transition looks like.
You might not even know it.
You might not know it. But on the other hand, you might.
Okay.
You know,
for example,
it's possibly they could have a 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm-hmm.
If they hadn't shaved and if they hadn't made any other provisions. I mean, you know, it seems to me that if we're going to be considered hateful if we don't accept what they're doing, they've got to make some kind of obligation to at least eliminate our concerns for their appearance.
All right. This made national news, folks. Lots of folks reporting on it. I'm sure Fox has a segment of it. Joe's reading an AP version, I believe.
Yes, I am reading an AP
version. 570-743-9565. Transgender girl barred from graduation because she won't dress.
No, not barred. She just can't walk across the stage.
Oh, but she can attend.
I think she can attend.
Okay.
It says
yep,
it means.
I got you. Unless she dresses like a boy.
Right.
Because that's what's on her birth certificate.
I think she has chosen not to go if she can't go.
Why go at all? Sure. Well, I'm sure this will be a good
job
for
civil
rights.
All they did is bar her from wearing a dress to walk across the stage and collect her long-awaited diploma.
All right, 570-743-9565. I got to tell you, we got one call waiting. Hold on, sir. I have to do this, and then we got to hit the break. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. If you want a new Hyundai, go over to the Sunbury Motor Company on North 4th Street. But if you want one of their sister vehicles, yes, they're owned by the same company, Kia, those are on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, but they're both fantastic vehicles. It's like Ford. Whether you buy the top of the line or the bottom of the line, they're all wonderful in line because they're great vehicles. So, Kia, you okay, buddy? I'm making this up as I go.
I can tell you are.
You can tell. Okay.
Your tongue got tied and you can't see your eye teeth.
Ford, Hyundai, and Kia, new at the Sunbury Motor Company. They got tons of inventory of just about every species of them. Some of the models are still a little tighter supply, but they got F-150. The electric trucks are a little harder to come by, but they are possible to order up. Quick Lane is also there in case you're going to keep your vehicle. The Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury specializes in all types of service. Although, while you wait a short time there, go ahead and kick the tires on a new vehicle. I'll bet you'll buy a new vehicle once you check one out. But Quick Lane plus Hyundai, Kia, and Ford, and premium used vehicles. Prices are going down slightly in the used vehicles these days. So you can check them out at sunburymotors.com.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, we've got a caller standing by. We're talking about a transgender teen girl that was permitted to go to the graduation but not walk across the stage unless she would admit or would concede that she had to dress or would dress like a boy.
She had to follow the school's policy.
Right.
Is what you're groping for here.
Thank you. And school policy says whatever's on your birth certificate, that's what you got to dress like on your graduation stage walk where you get your diploma. Stan.
Yeah. The tyranny of the trans movement. You will accept what we say, or you're a bigot. That's the message we continually get. Am I correct?
I didn't hear that today. I think we're having a pretty good discussion about the pluses and minuses and adhering to school policy and accommodating our changing world. But
I think you're actually a hater. Isn't it more likely that you're a hater if you don't go along with what they want us to go along with?
I don't think you have haters on our panel today in the studio. How about with you?
No, I don't hate anybody, but I will not buy into their delusion, okay? If they were truly a woman or a girl, they wouldn't need to add the moniker trans to the beginning of it, would they?
Well, that's a label society has put on them.
Or media.
Well, society is wrong.
Okay.
I agree.
All right, because I'm sorry, you were born a boy or you were born a girl. No matter how much hormone treatment they pump into you, how many surgeries they do to you, you will never become the other. Period. That's called science, and we're all about following the science. Am I not correct?
You are, but here's the issue. They allowed this girl, boy, however you want to describe him, her, whatever.
She's a girl. It's just a girl.
Not the boy.
Whatever,
anyway.
However you want to describe them, they allowed her, him, to dress as a girl all during the academic year, apparently, because since the start of her high school career, she has dressed the way she wanted to dress. Now here it comes to graduation, and this person who had been permitted to do something all during their school years is told that they can't get their diploma or graduate with their class or walk across the stage, whatever you want to call it, unless they don't conform to what they want to do. After they've been accepted doing it all year long.
Have they been accepted? I don't know. I don't know the circumstances what went on all year long. All we know is what went on today or what was decided today.
All right. The lawsuit states, this is the lawsuit that the school administrators refused to back down from, said that the teen had entered high school as a girl and has lived every aspect of her high school career as a girl. And yet the judge found that the school district's policy should be upheld.
That sounds like some very bad parenting to me. But anyways, I don't know. I mean, if he is over 18, then he can do what he wants. But the school district still has the final say, correct? Because that's what the judge said. So right or wrong, that's the way it is. Now, there's nothing they said. All they said was had to dress in black pants, white shirt, black tie, correct?
White button-down shirt, black dress pants, black dress shoes, and a tie or bow tie.
Okay. So, there is nothing in that description that says that this person cannot put on the makeup, the earrings, and the whole getup other than the black pants, the white shirt, the black tie, and the black shoes, correct?
Right, and on any given day.
Except that the policy also calls for girls, if that's what they're identifying as, to wear a dress.
Okay. But they're telling this person what they need to wear. Okay. This person is over 18, probably over 18, correct?
It doesn't say the age.
I'm going to guess senior in high school, more than likely over 18 these days, 18 or older. Very few these days are 17. So they can do as they please, except not follow the dress code. The dress code is black shoes, black pants, white shirt, black tie. The makeup, does it say anything about makeup and hairstyle?
No.
If they want to feel like a girl, then they can feel like a girl.
But okay. I suspect, don't you suspect that the intent is to stop behavior that could be considered disruptive? For example, let's say I did all those things that the boys are required of because I am a boy, but instead I put clown makeup on my face and a big red nose. Do you think they'd let me walk across the stage?
Well, if that's not part of the dress code, how can they stop you? I know they probably would. But I don't believe this person would do that, but they might wear earrings and makeup and have long hair.
She's 17.
Is she 17?
17. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then at that point, she's not an adult, is she? Or he is not an adult, per law.
Correct.
That's true.
As I said in the past.
That's true.
Right, and still under the school rules.
Yeah, if these people want to do this once they've turned 18, good for them. As I said, this is probably pretty bad parenting that they didn't get her the help, yeah. that he needed.
Stan, who knows nothing about transgenderism or the family.
I know nothing, Mark. Really?
You know nothing about the family or transgender science, but you know that it's bad parenting when you don't know it.
Okay, they throw it in our face, so I know nothing. Okay, that's fine. If he wants to live as a girl once he turns 18, good for him. Don't care. But this is a school. The school makes rules. Right. Hey, remember, it's the government school. They don't like the government school, then they can go to a private school, and they can make that determination.
Yeah, we kind of backed ourselves into that same conversation here, Joe and I did, that school rules, you know, you can't just willy-nilly pick a school rule and say, aha, this one's bad, but, you know, adhere to all the other ones. School rules are meant to keep the institution going smoothly.
But to your point, Mark, you said that that Stan knows nothing about transgenderism. What is he obligated to know? He's not obligated to know everything because you think that it's nice that a transgender person exists. If Stan chooses not to think that,
right,
not to
fine.
learn
right.
about it, isn't that his right?
Right. It's an excellent point. And so I'll revise what I said, because in our nation, you do not have to know anything about anything to have an opinion about it. For example, I still know people who say, well, getting around in horse and buggy is the right way to travel. You do not need automobiles. No matter what you say, we don't need cars. And they live perfectly satisfactorily.
You're speaking of the Amish, I presume, because they're the only people I know of who do that.
And same with climate. People say the planet is not getting warmer. For a long time, there were people who said the planet was flat. You know, it wasn't round. So if you don't know something about something, that is your prerogative. You don't have to join our society.
But you're talking about things that are real relative to everyday life. This
right.
isn't relative to everyday life. Whether the Earth is round or not, that's
everybody
relative
graduates
to everyday
from
life.
High school. Stan, hold on. Can you do that?
Or call back?
Yeah, it's just, whatever. Yeah.
Stand by. Stand by, right. Stan. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe's across from me. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. Stan was mid-sentence when we got to the top of the hour, so we'll give him an opportunity to finish his sentence. Greetings, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Mark, I do know about transgenderism. It's a mental disorder that needs to be treated, okay? And there's a certain group of people in this country pushing it upon kids, which is wrong. And if a kid, he says, well, I want to be a girl today, but tomorrow he wants to be a dinosaur, that's not a sign that the kid wants to be a girl. That means the kid's a kid, okay? You need to treat kids as kids, let them grow up as a normal human being, not put all this crap in them, puberty blockers, and do surgery on them when they're kids. The detransitioners that are out there with their statements saying, wrong way to go, it doesn't do them any good. In fact, it ruins the kids, okay? And the doctors, there are certain doctors in this country that are saying to the parents that if you don't transition your kid, the kid may die from suicide because the suicide numbers are high. Well, the suicide numbers are also high among the people that have transitioned that decide, I screwed up.
No,
that's
not
what I know. And all of that is no good for anybody, is it?
Well, it certainly doesn't sound very, very helpful in terms of mental health issues for kids. No, I agree with you on that.
So let's get the kids the help they need. Let's send them to a psychiatrist, not one that's going to feed into their delusion, but the one's going to actually help them find out what's causing them to think the way they're thinking and go from there. And as far as adults doing it, there are some adults, men, that say they're women when they get into trouble and they become convicted criminals, that say all of a sudden they're a woman. And some of these states are putting them in women's prisons, and then they go on to rape the freaking other inmates, get them pregnant, happening in Washington State, for one. It's happened in New Jersey. So it does happen. But it just goes on because we're all woke, and we need to put these people in women's jails because they're women, although they're men. And they have never had any type of surgery, type of drugs, or anything. They just identify as women. That is wrong, and it needs to be stopped.
What states do they actually put transgenders in with the gender they identify with?
In prison.
Washington State, for one.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not surprising.
They have done it in New Jersey.
It's not that uncommon.
Well, it should be. I think it creates some serious issues, don't you?
Right. It's complicated. There's no argument there.
Complicated.
Well, these people apparently have rights. Even as an inmate, you have certain rights, one of which is to be placed in the gender that you identify with. So,
but where is that guaranteed, Mark? Where does everyone say there is a right?
I'm just telling you about the talking points of the fights that are underway in these states that Stan's laughing at. These are people that are... you know, trying to run their prisons according to the rules. And
as Stan is
accurately pointing out, it's hard to do.
There are no rules that say you
there's
must
no,
put a... There's
if
no
you have
laws.
A prison, there's no rules?
There's no rules that say you have to put a transgender prisoner in with the gender they identify with. That is not a constitutional guarantee, and it's not a law as far as I know anywhere.
Yes, sir.
Do you know which ones that are claiming to be women? It's the sexual predators. You're giving them exactly what they want.
I got
putting them in with a women's prison.
Right.
That's what they want.
Right. So you shouldn't do that. I got that. That makes perfect sense.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Okay. So all right. Well, never mind. I'm not going to argue with you, Stan.
Yeah, how are you going to argue with that?
Right.
Come
it's
on,
an,
they're doing it.
Inarguable
position.
And the
state prison systems out there are okay with it.
All right.
And the women are being victimized again. Come on.
All
this
right.
War on women is terrible.
All right, we got you, sir. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, have a
Thanks,
good one.
Yep,
take
much
care.
Appreciated. All right. Anybody who wishes to comment on this topic, we have a high schooler, age 17, in Mississippi. She cannot walk across the stage at her graduation because she is transgender, has been a woman through most of her high school career. But graduation rules, you got to be what you are. And
no, you misstated that.
Oh, okay.
She can be a transgender. She just has to go across the stage
on
dressed
the stage,
in
right.
conformity with the school district's policy.
Well, I was
which
headed
means
to that.
Has to wear a slight, yeah, but you were taken a long way around.
Well, so what? I don't have the policy in front of me. You do, so I don't know.
I'm not reading it. I quoted it from memory.
Look. All right, what I'm trying to say here.
Yes?
570-743-9565. If you'd like to comment about this, 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. We got one call coming in, but we'll take more comers. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We do not have any emails on this topic. There's two other topics, though, or two other emails. You can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. We would love to hear from you. All right, On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. Email onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Some brief news headlines here. Police had an increased presence at the Selins Grove Intermediate School this morning following an online threat made Sunday night. Selins Grove Superintendent Dr. Frank Jankowski said that administrators were notified of threatening comments made on social media Sunday night they were notified by Selins Grove Borough Police and State Police. He says an email was sent to parents Sunday night stating there were no concerns and the school would operate as normal with increased security on the campus until the school year ends June 2nd. The text of the emails is as follows. Good evening. This is Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Frank Jankowski. I apologize for the late nature of this notification, but it's become imperative that I notify the district of a situation that has arisen. May we want you to be aware of a threat connected to the school district, more specifically the intermediate school. The Selins Grove Area School District Police Department has been and continues to work together with state police to conclude the situation. At this time, we do not have concerns about conducting normal operations tomorrow throughout the district. In fact, we will have additional safety personnel on campus throughout the last 2 weeks as we finish the school year with many fun and meaningful events around campus. This message is to confirm that the district is aware of the situation and is responding accordingly with law enforcement. I wish you a positive and fulfilling last 2 weeks of the school year. Thank you. Well, that's crazy, too, that school's almost over. But that's another topic. All right. Other news, Northumberland County 911 says a fire broke out in a vacant home in the Elysburg area. First responders described the home as appearing abandoned, saying it was fully involved in flames when they got there. The first of two alarms went up about 2:30 p.m. The fire wire says there was heavy fire showing when crews got there. Elysburg Overlook and several other volunteer fire companies were on the scene about 2 hours. Evangelical Community Hospital has an event coming up. It is a senior health fair next Wednesday, May 31st, 9 a.m. to noon.
Each organization will have something different for you to visit. There'll be a lot of freebies and giveaways. There's also a lot of free health screenings going on. The Department of Health will be there to offer free Tdap and hepatitis A vaccines if you qualify for those. There'll be some free COVID test giveaways.
And that is Dina Carson, a wellness educator at Evangelical Community Hospital, also represented there, their award-winning Wellness 360 program. You can hear more about all of these at WKOK.com. As Memorial Day approaches, Lewisburg American Legion Post 182 will be out tonight placing American flags on veterans' graves. And they'll be out today. The American Legion says they'll place about 1,100 flags on graves at the Lewisburg Cemetery. You can volunteer. Be at the South 7th Street entrance at 6 p.m. And in Northumberland, the American Legion and other volunteers say they'll place flags at veterans' graves this Thursday, 6 p.m. at Riverview Cemetery. Volunteers are encouraged to assist. And finally, I mentioned this in passing, the NAACP issued a formal travel advisory for Florida Saturday in response to what the organization described as Governor Ron DeSantis' aggressive attempts to erase black history and to restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in Florida schools. The civil rights organization is the latest to caution travelers against visiting Florida. The League of the United Latin American Citizens and an LGBT advocacy group, Equality Florida, previously issued travelers advisories. NAACP said, quote, under the leadership of Governor DeSantis, the state of Florida has become hostile to black Americans and is in direct conflict with the democratic ideals that our union was founded upon, said the NAACP president and CEO Derek Johnson. He said he should know that democracy will prevail because its defenders are prepared to stand up and fight. We're not backing down, and we encourage our allies to join us in this battle for the soul of the nation.
Hooey. He's not trying to erase black history. Where'd that come from?
Well, I think because they take it out of the elementary school books if it's not portrayed in the manner that he finds socially acceptable.
Or is it the matter that they don't find socially acceptable? They want it to find a certain
way. No, they're not changing the books. He's changing the books. If it doesn't meet his standard, and I believe he's compiled a panel of individuals to do the review, that if it doesn't meet his standards, they pull the book out.
But to whose standards were the books written in the first place?
I think just normal education curricular standards,
no,
I assume.
I don't think so. I think that their argument is that they are filling them with this woke ideology and the 1619 theory and all this stuff that
Do
isn't
you,
so.
Joe,
that
you're
isn't so.
Such a rational guy. Do you really like using the word woke?
Yes, I believe it describes a disease that's rampant in our country today, where if we don't conform to what everybody thinks, we're haters. We're bad people because we don't buy into what they're talking about.
You know you're backsliding here.
No, I'm not. let's face it. We have racial issues in this country. They're not being made better by stuff like this issuing a travel warning to the state of Florida. If there are specific things that Governor DeSantis has done that they find offensive, what have they done to talk to him about them?
They say he won't talk to him.
He won't talk to the NAACP. I don't buy that.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. CBS News reached out to DeSantis' office for comment on the travel advisory. He's expected to launch his presidential campaign in the coming days. The administration in January blocked the introduction of an advanced placement course for high school students that focuses on African American studies. Quote, Florida's openly hostile. Oh, wait, no. It's in here where they tried to get his view on this, but they can't. And then they get into
Disney. I didn't
hear it
in your story.
And,
so.
DeSantis is trying to make Florida as unvisitor-friendly as possible.
See, now they've gone into Disney, and Disney isn't a racial issue. It's this transgender stuff.
Right. It's wokeness, as you say.
Right. How would you describe it? I'm sure you, in Marktopia, this is considered the new dawning of a wonderful age.
Well, it's, you know, it's the same progress our country's been going on through since the beginning of time. I mean, women weren't allowed to have any rights or property owners, but slowly we learned, hey, they're equals and should have rights. And we slowly learned that blacks should have rights and they're equals. And now, you know, we're concerned about individuals who are transgender, but guess what? They're people and they should have rights. And so if we're concerned about African-American history, we should teach it in some sort of an objective historical fashion, not it's just the whitewashed version.
Now, how
that
do you know
teaches.
It's a whitewashed version?
Well, because
have
that's...
Have you seen the books? Have you? As you said to Stan, you know nothing about Florida's education system, yet you do have an opinion about
well,
it.
Well, no, I know enough that he's been trying to make sure that there's no items presented in the schools that comes from a black perspective, that, you know, like the 1619 Project or anything that's sort of just completely written from a black perspective. That's barred because it's not objective.
Well, explain the black
even
perspective
though it's an opinion.
To me. What, in your opinion, is the black perspective?
Well, it's written from the perspective of the families who came here and, you know, what they went through and how they were, you know, treated and how, as society went up to the present, that the way that they were treated in neighborhoods and at churches that weren't black churches. And
but they didn't come here. They were brought here forcefully.
Right.
They didn't voluntarily say, let's get on a slave ship and go to the USA.
So you're saying they should go back to Africa?
No, I'm saying that they were maltreated, that the history of slavery is despicable. It's undefensible by today's standards.
You can't read that in a
but you
Florida
can.
Textbook
you
now.
You do read that. I went to high school in
not
the
in
50s.
Not in Florida now.
I went to high school in the 50s, and I learned that.
Right. Well, that's because your curriculum was up to academic standards.
It was Harrisburg, Pennsylvania in the 50s and 60s.
It has to be through white academic standards.
No, it wasn't through white academic standards. I guess maybe it was, but, I mean, we learned that slavery was bad. We learned that people were brutalized. We learned that families were sold to other people and that they didn't respect their any kind of rights for slaves. That they were terribly maltreated. You know, there were some good slave owners, just like Donald Trump said, there were good people down there in wherever, Charlotte.
Yeah, there's good white supremacists.
Right. But I'm saying
truly fine white supremacists.
The counter to your argument is that those of us, and you included, learned that slavery was bad, that it wasn't a good institution.
Right.
We fought a civil war over
it. What DeSantis says is that some of these stories that would actually prove that would bring out that opinion, they're barred because they don't want the students to learn how brutally offensive
it was. But how did I learn it then? How did I learn it?
Because you didn't grow up in a Florida school today. You grew up in a normal school.
So you're saying that the Florida education system is stripping away even what I learned, and they're not allowed to teach that slavery's bad?
It might just be in the elementary school. I'm not sure. The high schoolers probably can handle different perspectives. I don't know. I have to bone up on that. But
I don't think they
continued.
Taught about slavery in the elementary schools.
As you want to defend Governor DeSantis, the whole world knows he's in the wrong here. Same with this retribution versus Disney.
The whole world. I'm part of the whole world, and I don't think he's wrong.
Okay. All right. Well, then you'll have another good candidate coming up next year. David from Bloomsburg, PA. Thank you for calling in. Last caller before a quickie break. Go right ahead.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. First of all, when it comes to sexual reassignment surgery of children, that's sterilization. No country has done that other than the Nazis. Why are these parents allowed to take a 12 and 13 and even a 14-year-old child and have their sexual organs removed from their body, making it impossible for them to live procreation of their life? You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. Had any other country done this, you know, they would be arrested for child abuse. You know, once the person's 18, that's legally their decision, you know, to make medical choices of their own. If you're a senior in high school and you're 18, you have to have your child sign off to let you look at their grades. And it's very hard for anybody even under 18 to look at their grades unless the child signs off on it. And these people are children. And when it comes to Florida, if I read the excerpts from the progressive black history books that they want in school, you would hang up the phone on me for what's in there, all right? It's basically pornographic material. the descriptions in the books and everything else. There's no restrictions on the telling of history and slavery in this country, which was very bad, and which our country fought a war, and, you know, 55,000 people died in that war to set this country on the straight and narrow. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, you know, the lies that are being proposed. There's nothing wrong with Florida. I have friends and family that live in Florida, and it's the most diverse state out there. You know, people from New York, whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, are moving to Florida because of the taxes and the sanity in the state. You know, they're not allowing pornographic material to be read, especially in the elementary and middle schools. And it shouldn't even be in the high school books. You know, if you read these stories, there was just a preacher read some of the excerpts from it, and they said, "Sir, sir, sir, that's enough of that. We don't want to hear that." He goes, "Why? My children can check this book out if you have your way. Why can't I read it in the school board meeting?" You know, when it comes to Joe Biden, he's got to stop lying to America. The Social Security Trust Fund is paid for by Social Security taxes. It's not insolvent. It's good at least till 2037, if not longer. What they're doing is wasting money. And what Mr. Representative McCarthy wants to do is money that was put forth in all these PPE and Give Back Better and economic programs, you haven't spent it in a year and a half, so let's not spend it, and let's put that money back in the budget for future programs and years. Look at all the state and local governments. They're running around trying to spend all this money by the end of the fiscal year, you know, by July 1st, and none of it can go for property tax relief. It's all these pet projects, bike lanes here in Bloomsburg, and, you know, paving this and paving that, which can be done with regular finances, but they want to do it from all these PPE monies to show what good stewards they are of the federal government's money, which is your and my money. You know, it's craziness.
All right, that's
good point.
Quite a lot. Quite a lot.
I challenge you to get that Florida book and read it online at 8:30 in the morning, and see if you know, your producers will tell you stop. You can't read it. It's pornographic.
What's the name of the book? Do you know?
Let's see, it's three words. Normalcy is okay, or something like that.
And you're saying this book was available to elementary school students.
They wanted to put it in the elementary school. And it was a black pastor said, "You're not going to have my children reading about pornographic events, whether they're straight or gay, LGBTQ or not, you know, when I can't read it here in a school board meeting."
Right. Yeah, Joe and I have both come out in favor of age-appropriate material being available to elementary school kids. If you're saying that they are violating sort of that mission that Joe and I said, that's wrong. But your facts are wrong, too. The Global Human Rights faculty or something, I can't read what the website says now, it's garbled. But anyway, they say in Sweden, 63,000 people, mostly women, have been sterilized over the years. Over 800,000 men and women in Japan have been sterilized against their will. 11,000 women from Finland were sterilized without consent. So this idea that Nazi Germany is the only country that sterilizes people is false.
Those are adults for serious sexual...
No, they're pre-adults also.
We're talking about children here in the United States.
Right, I got
you. We're talking about sexually mutilating and sterilizing 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. And that's just wrong.
Okay. Well, I think the issue is a little bit more complicated than that, but you can definitely pick out one element of, you know, what parents decide is appropriate. It's funny how conservatives want parents to decide what's taught in the schools. They want parents to decide, you know, what's woke and what's not, and what's black and what's white and racist. And when a parent's ready to decide what's right for their students' lives, the parents can't decide. It's genital mutilation, you know. It's funny how parents have lived with these kids for 10 years, and they know them, and they talk to psychologists and doctors and, you know, and read up on this, and they interview the child, and they really know what they're doing. But conservatives say, no, parents are stupid. They don't know it's mutilation. That's all it is. The parents know nothing. It's funny.
I'm a product of the 70s. I grew up, and there were people that were gay and lesbian, and they lived their lives. We associated with them. We accepted them for their choices. It was a lifestyle. That's all there are. There are only two sexes, male and female. There are many lifestyles. You know, you have polymorphism. You have the furries who want to be animals. You know, you can live your lives, but none of them have to have surgical alteration of their body. Nobody's going out there and having a tail put on the back spine. There are some extreme freaks that get some horns put on their head. You know, I've seen some of those documentations. Oh, but, you know, we're talking about children.
David, we got to hit the road, but thank you so much for all your good viewpoints. Much appreciated. We got a half a dozen emails here. No texts yet. That's kind of odd.
Let me say this. If a family decided that they wanted, you're saying they have all these rights, parents have these rights, what if they want to sell their child into slavery? Sexual slavery, or turn them out at 14 or 13. Society has laws that protect young people from the bad parents that are out there.
Is that legal to sell your kids into slavery?
I'm saying if they put them up, you know, indentured servants, we don't allow that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not asking
apprenticing them.
I don't suppose that parents of transgender kids are doing something that's illegal. I think, you know,
determining... No, he was talking about the surgeries.
Right. I think, well, if they're going to be outlawed, then I guess it would be illegal. But as it goes, these parents are trying to take good care of their kids, and they have very, very informed medical and professional opinions. And if you knew what some of these parents were going through, you'd probably agree that they were doing the same thing, the right thing. But if you don't know what these parents are going through, you can't say, well, it's just wrong. It's mutilation. That's all. It sterilizes the kids. Only the Nazis sterilize kids.
Why can't you say that?
False.
First of all,
it's a false statement. But secondly, because...
Well, the Nazis did sterilize kids.
I got that. Thank you. But so have other countries. And in the U.S., we've sterilized individuals who were special needs individuals who were either had mental health or retardation. So it's a global crime, if you want to call it that.
To what end did they do it? In other words, what was their goal in sterilizing kids? Is it ever? Are you saying it's a valid thing?
Country,
you're saying it's a valid thing sometimes, but other times it's not. So who's going to draw that moral distinction for
us?
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's valid anytime.
But that's exactly what you are arguing, saying that parents have the right to let their kids get this sex change surgery. You are saying that mutilation is okay.
I think the parents should be able to make the choices for their kids. And I think, you know, people who are 1% informed in central Pennsylvania, myself included, shouldn't be deciding how you take care of your kids. That's
they should
all.
Make the choices for their kids, but yet they can't know the kids' grades in school. They can't be told if the kid comes to school and wants to have their sex changed. They're not allowed to have that, but they can make other decisions that if it fits the woke agenda.
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with parents that aren't allowed to see their grades. Tell me more about
this. He just talked about it. It's true that in some schools, you have to have, the parents have to have permission to see the kids' grades. They have to have permission. In some schools, they're not even allowed to know if the kid comes in and tells the teacher, I don't feel like I'm a boy, I'm a girl.
Let's try not to conflate that. I'm sure that's a big issue, and it should be argued, and I'd love to hear both sides of it, and I could probably argue one of them. But I honestly think that if you have a parent, and they've been raising a child that has known that they were a male or a female, even though they weren't born in that sex from a child, and you have tons of medical and professional information, and surgery before the age of 18 seems 100% appropriate in their opinion and in the doctor's opinion and in every good opinion they can gather, then they should be able to do so without conservatives saying, no, you know, I know much, much less than you. I decide how parents take care of their kids. Not the parents. It's me, the conservative in central Pennsylvania. I'm the decider of how you take care of your kids.
That these kids know this. How do they know it? How do you know that you're a boy?
Well, Joe,
you say they have to know it. You're saying
trying
it.
To answer you. You and I are among the uninformed in central Pennsylvania who don't know what we're trying to answer here. If you don't know it, you're going to have to study it. You can't just pick it up from, you know, the clippings that you and I argue and so on. You're going to have to know somebody that's transgender. You haven't spoken to anybody transgender yet. You're going to have to at some point.
Well, my four-year-old grandson knows a lot of things that aren't true. You know, he knows there are dinosaurs. He knows there are, you know, monsters that inhabit your bedroom in the middle of the night. He knows all these things.
Okay.
Are they true because he knows them?
Well, I think you're talking about folks that aren't just 4 and aren't just 8 and maybe 12.
But you're suggesting that at 4 years old, a child could possibly know that they're in the wrong body.
Okay, so you don't believe your child when he talks about some things that you know not to be true. If a 4-year-old comes to you and says, I have a headache, you're going to ignore it because you know that there are some things he doesn't actually know that are true.
But that's a little bit different. That's a definable thing. In other words, a headache is a finite item.
Okay.
I can take a pill for that and it can be cured. cured. But if a child comes to me and says, I know there's a monster living under my bed who comes out only at 3 o'clock in the morning and wants to rip my head off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how am I supposed to deal with that?
Okay, so if
but
a child...
But he knows it's there.
Right, I got you. I understand. Point well taken that there are some things the child knows are real and some are own, and some are not. But my point is that if over the years your child describes a feeling and an emotion and a certainty and something they know to be true beyond the age of four, that I think at some point it would be responsible parenting to at least listen to them.
You just said the key words.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you realized what you said. You
okay.
said over the years.
Right.
This is not an immediate decision.
Right.
This is not just, I woke up today, you know what, I'm a girl. this is over the years. I would tend to agree with you. If they have this, I won't call it an illusion, if they have this feeling for 5 or 10 years.
This knowledge.
And then they want to act on it, that's fine. Because
okay.
by that time, they're probably 18 years old.
That's what I'm arguing.
But to do it to kids.
That's what I'm arguing. And so if a teen wants surgery before the age of 18 and the parents have gone through this 10-year period of dealing and battling and you know all the fights along the way with professionals and schools and graduation ceremonies and all this other stuff, I think parents know best at some point if they want to okay a gender-affirming surgery. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're beyond what
wait,
I...
Well, wait till I make my point, then you take a break.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Take the break.
Oh, remember it. 570-743-9565. I'm arguing for sound decision-making on the part of parents based on what as much as
you're
they can possibly...
arguing for the woke agenda.
Right. That's right. Joe's gone woke on us, folks. No more abortions. No more black history. No more transgender. There's only two sexes.
Speaking to that, by way, the bill in the
We're
Florida
the
legislature.
Break.
Just
no.
let me, you just said
oh,
something.
God.
The bill in the Florida legislature explicitly mandates that black history, including slavery and its aftermath, be taught in Florida public schools.
Why did it say they took it out of the schools?
Well,
they just have to teach it from the white man's perspective, that these hapless Afrikaners had to come to the U.S. so they could help us.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence.
Joe McGranahan over here.
Rob Center, a fabulous producer, doing a fabulous job as always. Put him to work, folks. Call 570-743-9565. Talked about a Mississippi transgender student that was not permitted to walk across the stage during graduation because the school rules bar you from dressing up as anyone else other than you were born as. And so that was has caused a big kerfluffle in Mississippi. And what else have we talked? We dove deeply into the transgender
science. We're talking about Florida's supposed anti.
Oh, yeah. Right. You're adopting the woke
And then at the
term.
Beginning of the program, I talked about the good news that Senator Tim Scott's going to announce for president today.
Ooh, you excited about that?
I am.
What are his... Well, never mind. He's a common-sense conservative. So.
Right. But he's going to be called Uncle Tom. Just wait. Somebody's going to call him Uncle Tom.
And he's not going to stand a chance. I hate to tell you this, but President Trump has consumed all the oxygen in the room.
Well, and he spent the weekend calling other people names again.
Didn't he?
Wow. Seems like he could do something better with his time, but I guess not.
Nope, I guess not. All right, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. One of our good listeners says the 19
Project.
You read it.
The 1619 Project was written not by an historian, but a racist activist, and has been thoroughly discredited and debunked by real scholars.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, it is just opinion. it is not listed as history. It's not history or fact. It's somebody's opinions. It's people's opinions about what they, you know, compile and know about the racism in the U.S. It's done through interviews and fictional accounts and all kinds of things. But
well, some people, you know, deny the Holocaust.
What?
And that, and there's definite evidence. I always like what General Patton and General Eisenhower did. He wanted the German people marched through the concentration camps, through the ovens, so that they could never deny what it was that had happened there. And I think that same thing is true with slavery. I think we had Reconstruction. We had the radical Republicans in the North who wanted to end slavery and fought to end it. You know, and realized what an evil it was and how bad it was and what terrible things it did to people. No one's trying to whitewash that.
Right.
But, you know, why should I have to teach it to a standard that you decide is the right one when the historians generally agree that this is the way it should be taught?
I got you. All right. I think everybody has an opinion.
Leave history to the historians.
Everybody has an opinion about what should be taught. That's the point. All right. Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in. We've talked about a Mississippi student today who violates school policy if she were to be able to walk across the stage at graduation.
I never have understood why school boards get themselves so knotted up in issues about the graduation ceremony. Every time I've gone, you know, to all our kids, our nieces and nephews, oh, there's this rule and there's that rule, don't do this, don't do that. It's almost provocative to the kids, to the graduates, to violate those rules. I think about at some graduation ceremonies, I observe that some people put thanks, mom and dad, on their top of their hat. Now, who does that bother? Right?
The administrators,
or
apparently.
Or if they wore a scarf that was their school colors that showed. Who? I don't understand. We waste too much time in our society on issues that really don't matter. That really, if it hurts another person, you show me directly how it hurts another person, and I'll discuss it with you. But this young person dressing in whatever fashion they want, I think is irrelevant. Just like when my niece graduated, well, the boys were to wear one color of gown, cap and gown, and the girls were to wear another color. Well, she liked the other color. She liked the other one. Why shouldn't she wear it? What's the point to this? It escapes me. The people who get obsessed with this stuff and try to impose it on everyone else, for what?
Conformity.
Well,
the sake of conformity.
That's just ridiculous.
But what if everybody wanted to wear their own outfit for graduation?
Fine.
So you'd have some kids in shorts, some kids in
Fine.
Evening gowns.
What about in a town where the incomes are struggling? What about then you impose all of this costly thing for an hour and a half?
But what about decorum, which is important in life? I mean,
well, that's behavioral, Joe. That's
well,
not what
that's
you
true.
On.
But I mean, in business here, I had a dress code for salespeople, how they had to go out because they're representing the station, they're representing this company, and I had a policy about how they had to dress before they went out in the street.
Right. Women had to wear dresses.
No,
men had to wear ties.
And they chose to work for you. Therefore, choose to abide by all those rules and regulations. People are forced to attend public school in many states. In our state, you do have some options if they exist in your community, although the public school system fights tooth and nail to prevent those options from
but
existing.
But that's another topic.
Yes, it is. You know, I have to wonder, I don't know the name of that school district, and I really, you know, life is short, but what are their test scores? I mean, this is what I look at all the time. What percentage of third graders are reading on grade level?
Zero.
Because, yeah, if you're not at 90%, I think you're wasting your time, the public resources, and it's frankly sinful beyond measure that you're obsessed with what a person has on at graduation when maybe they can't read or do math adequately to survive in this society.
Well, wouldn't you think that if they're graduating from high school, they could at least read and do a little bit of rudimentary math?
No, actually. It has been
Come
shown.
On. So you're saying they're graduating idiots?
In many schools, they just pass the people on, even though they're inadequate to the challenges or even able to read.
Well, I would love you to show me a school district where they have graduated someone who can't read.
Harrisburg School District.
They can't read in the Harrisburg School
District. I have a 15% reading. 15%.
Yeah, but have you seen the pictures of their senior prom?
No.
Go to the Harrisburg Penn Live. It is. They put pictures of all of the high school proms, and these kids looks like their parents spend a fortune in clothing and limousines and things to take them to the prom.
Well, that's a value set I can't address. But I'm.
I would think you wouldn't do that if they can't read.
My daughter a really nice dress to go. I acknowledge that I did that. Forgive me. But that's my personal spending. That's not the school district getting itself buried in a lawsuit over this issue. I mean, who's going to even know? 90% of the parents, I bet, sitting in the stands watching this graduation wouldn't have even realized. Wouldn't have cared.
They'll hear the murmur.
They're here to cheer their child's success. And that's what graduation should be about, cheering success. Not making a mountain out of a molehill. I don't understand. And I don't care. I wouldn't care what people wore. Did you know that Senator Fetterman is now in the halls of Congress wearing his sweatshirt and cargo pants? He's no longer conforming to the dress code of the
There's a picture chamber. In a picture with two other senators who were dressed properly, and he's wearing a white hoodie, shorts.
Get out of here.
No.
And so, apparently, there is a hard and fast rule that you have to wear a suit and a tie if you're a man on the floor of the Senate, right? And so he is electing to not do that. So then I immediately thought, well, then how is he voting? Because it's voice vote. You have to be present and call out your vote. He stands at the door and shouts his vote into the chamber.
Oh, my God. We are not men.
Now, how is he going to argue for the needs of the people of Pennsylvania? Is he going to stand at the door and shout his speech in? How is he going to work with his colleagues to build coalitions that help the American people?
Well, at the moment, he can't even speak coherently most of the time.
Well, that's a whole other thing, Joe. But back to this specific topic at hand, I think it's ridiculous that this school board has gone to this. I think it's absurd. One person, and I don't care if they all turn out dressed like flamingos. Who cares? How is this in any way negative to the fact that these young people somehow suffered through 18 years of mandates and got themselves adequately informed that they are now capable of graduating? And we're going to worry about this.
Well, from PolitiFact, just to your point, Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama criticized the educational attainment of the nation's high schoolers, saying half the kids in this country, when they graduate, can't read their diploma. When PolitiFact looked into the data and checked with experts, they found that Tuberville's claim is exaggerated. The vast majority of high school seniors have basic reading skills and what it would take to read a diploma, even if their reading test scores are considered subpar for their grade level. So be a good cheer, Cindy. It's not as bad as you think.
Oh, I think it's pretty bad.
But it's bad.
It's pretty bad.
Well, and we had talked about best practices before. We know there's educational best practices, but schools say, we've already done it. We always do it this way. Yeah. We hire a curriculum director. We let her or him do whatever they want, and that's the way we're going to keep doing it, even though our test scores are plummeting. So.
Well, and it may be that we hire a very competent curriculum director, but the educators in the classrooms refuse to comply.
Right.
And that's really the problem.
That's another topic.
Somebody needs to take on the, it's not your fiefdom here. You are here, you're hired to do this job.
All right.
This is the job you're to do. But again, I mean, I can't believe they're wasting time on this. I can't. This is what they do. They don't worry about the critical issues. They don't worry about their personal mission. It should be that every kid graduates as competent as they can to survive in society. They're going
to
worry about what color
shoelaces
people have.
I mean,
for the love of Mike,
Cindy,
this is just ridiculous.
In very fairness to the school district, you don't know what they have done and what they haven't done with respect to their educational attainments for the kids.
What's the
Neither
name of the
I.
school district? I'll look it up.
I got away from that story because we went on to another topic. It's in Mississippi. Do you have the story?
I'm sure there's only one school.
No, not called out.
Yeah. Well, if you
Google
Mississippi
Transgender Graduation.
Yeah, and you'll find it. That's what I did. I know the name of it is in there. Let me see if I can get it real quick. Well, I guess not. Wait a second.
All right, we got to hit the road, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Take care, Cindy.
All right, we got to hit the break. Hold on, Al. We'll be right with you.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Peace. Yeah, Joe, I know more about it than he does. Okay.
All right.
Al, very patient. Thank you, sir. You have the floor.
Thank you. What the school's doing is illogical, because, or you could call it other words, but if they let this trans get away with it the whole career at that school, and one more hoop, then you can't wear your dress, or you got to, well, they're not saying that. They're saying you have to wear the suit if you're a guy. Well, it's not logical, because they let this trans be who she was the whole time through her career, or I mean her tenure, or whatever you call it, high school career years, do what she wanted to do as a girl, and now whatever problems that took in, you know, locker rooms, bathrooms, all this stuff they put up with, and now they're worried about a suit. It's not logical.
Actually, it wasn't a suit. It was a white shirt, button-down white shirt, tie, well, black pants, shoes.
Formal attire.
Right. Well, and I think
Cindy worried about formal attire.
Cindy nailed it, though.
Just broadened it out a little bit.
Mississippi schools in general are among the lowest performers in the U.S., so I bet their academics are in the pits. And
there's bigger fish to fry than this.
I don't know much about...
And the only reason it's getting in the news is because it's so illogical. Some people are saying it's super hypocritical and hateful, and, you know, that's the only reason we're talking about it. We should be talking about, you know, Biden falling down in Japan.
Yeah, well, he didn't fall down. He just stumbled badly.
Yeah, that would have been nasty.
Yes, that would have
been nasty fall.
Anyway, this is Gulfport, Mississippi. I don't know how good or bad the school district is in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Well, you never know. There's money, old money all over the place.
But they had rules. Apparently, their rules didn't affect the classrooms during the year, but they affected graduation.
Yeah, that's why I say it's hypocritical or illogical, and they went with racist.
Okay. Hey, we got to hit the road, buddy.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
Thank you so much. We'll have open phones tomorrow. No guests scheduled. We might get one of the good experts from CBS to talk about the debt ceiling or other important topics, so we'll look for that tomorrow. Joe will be back. I will be back. And we have 6 new emails. We'll get to as many of those as we can tomorrow. I'm sorry, phone calls come first, and we had good callers today, so we appreciate that. This is WDKOK Sunbury.